guys. How are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Perrault, at Sports Talk. Matt, to follow me across all socials after a 3-0 night. Very good. We'll take that. Kansas State whipped West Virginia. West Virginia's bad. I know I said the number wrong last night. I went in the Discord channel. I corrected myself. It was -1.5, not +1.5. It didn't matter. They killed them. West Virginia is so bad. I mean, if we see a number involving West Virginia that's like under 5, we got to jump on it. I don't care who it is in the Big 12. I mean, West Virginia is just in serious, serious trouble. Got that. Iowa State money line comes in. We bet the +3.5. That closed at 2.5. Money line comes in. So you bet both there. You got both those bets right. And then we got the Baylor win right. Baylor came back and beat BYU and covered the 2.5, closed at 4.5. They covered every number last night. So 3-0, up 3 units. It's been a good week. Had a 5-unit day yesterday, 3-unit day today. That's good. Let's keep it going here today, going on a big Wednesday slate. We'll do some college basketball and an NBA play as well. First and foremost, omahasteaks.com. Again, one way of saying thank you if you win some money. A bunch of you guys are parlaying my bets. I don't like when you do that. You know that I don't like it. But if you hit a big one, go to omahasteaks.com. Get some great food delivered to your doorstep right in an awesome sealed crate that's a cooler that can be used again. I've got 4 of them in my garage. I use them for all sorts of things. If you ever go boating, they're awesome for boating. But the food inside is equally as good. OmahaSteaks.com, half off sale, end of season sale going on right now. Promo code JUICE saves you $30 at checkout. Minimum purchase may be required. Okay, before we give you the picks, another reminder about what's going on this weekend for the playoff pick'em contest presented by Betting Pros and Splash Sports. This is a $25 entry contest, 3 entries per, max of 3. You pick the winner of each game straight up. Payout. It's based on the number of entries we get. It will pay out the top 10 for our season long. The first place prize was 2,000. I don't think we'll have that big of a first place prize, but depends on how many entries we get before kickoff coming up on Saturday. To enter, it's on the screen. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, bettingpros.com on YouTube, or go to bettingpros.com/splash. And you can enter up to 3 times for the playoff pick'em that starts on Saturday, presented by Splash Sports and by Betting Pros, Daily Juice, and all of us. Okay, let's get back into college basketball. North Carolina playing North Carolina State. This is a fun basketball game. KenPom has this as a 5-point win for North Carolina. Currently, the number is 3.5. It opened at 5. It's been bet down. Much like yesterday, I'm going to go against the line movement, but I'm going to bet on road teams today, not on home teams. Why? North Carolina is really good offensively. They are 10th best in the country for offensive efficiency. Now, they don't shoot the best. They are 112th in effective field goal percentage, but that's because they got Baycott. They can go get the ball. They can go rebound, which is gigantic. Their offensive rebound percentage is really good, top 100. They are very good. I won't say very good. They're good. 16th best defensive efficiency, 61st in field goal defense. They are good with offensive rebounds. They're hard to score on. Fit, you know, they don't shoot the 3 great, but they shoot 3 well enough. But defensively, they're top 51 in the country, 30.4. And NC State does not shoot well from behind the arc, 146th from behind the arc, 152nd, 2-point shooting for NC State. They turn the ball over, or they don't turn the ball over, which is good for them, but they don't shoot the ball that well. 145th in effective field goal percentage, 69th in adjusted efficiency. North Carolina is battle tested. I mean, look at the schedule that they've got. They've won back-to-back road games against Clemson and against Pittsburgh, and they covered both games. We bet them in both games. This is kind of like betting the streak, right? They've won 4 games in a row. They won a semi-home game in Charlotte against Oklahoma. They won at home against Charleston Southern. They won on the road against Pittsburgh, 70-57. They won on the road at Clemson, 65-55. The number is 3.5. They're saying third straight road game, too difficult. I think in the paint is where this is going to be. The difference in this game is going to be in the paint with Baycott. I think he's going to have a battle on his hands. The bigs are tough to deal with NC State, but I think this is going to be an epic war. And I think the offensive rebound is going to be a big, big deal here for North Carolina. Their pace of play is 61st in the country. I think they'll try to speed up NC State here, try to force them to turn the basketball over. 151st for tempo for NC State. They don't play fast, so they're going to want to take the air out of the basketball. But I just personally think NC State's not talented enough. North Carolina's already played in two really tough environments. Make it a third here. They got two straight home games against Syracuse and Louisville, two very winnable games after this, but only 3.5. They took the dog at 3.5. I'm going ahead and I'm taking the road team. I'm going to lay it at 3.5. North Carolina -3.5 at NC State. That is an 8:00 Eastern time start on ESPN. At PNC Arena. Be a tough environment, but North Carolina's already been battle tested. I like the Heels here laying 3.5. Bet. By the way, NC State's 5-3 on the road. ATS, NC State is 5-3 at home. ATS, but the last four games for North Carolina, they have won and they have covered. NC State did win and cover against Virginia. They won by 16 points, but they didn't cover against Notre Dame, didn't cover against Detroit the two games prior to that. So I like jumping in here on Carolina -3.5 on the road at NC State. Bet number two, Drake and Indiana State. Let's go. KenPom has this as an Indiana State victory. 1-point victory. Indiana State's a 2-point dog on the road at Drake at the Knapp Center. Something's up with Drake. Drake got destroyed in their last game against Belmont. Destroyed. This Indiana State team is really good. They are number one effective field goal percentage. They are number four in 3-point percentage. They're number five in 2-point percentage. Defensively, they're good enough. Good enough. They're not great, but they're good enough. Drake's offense is 70th efficiency, 51st effective field goal percentage, 206th 3-point percentage, 13th in 2-point percentage. They hit their free throws, which is great, but Tucker DeVries is having it do a lot. Roman Penn's not on this roster anymore, and they're really lacking that leadership. They're lacking that point guard. This is going to be an awesome game. The Knapp Center is going to be absolutely bumping. But Indiana State, man, look at the schedule for Indiana State. They played on the road at Alabama. Now, they lost, okay, but they played on the road at Alabama. They played on the road at Michigan State, 87-75. They played on the road at Bradley, on the road at Northern Illinois. They played Rice and Pepperdine. They played Tennessee State. They beat Evansville at home. They beat Northern Iowa in their last game as the Iowa roadie continues here on Sunday. They beat them 77-66. This is going to be a really tough game for Drake. Drake lost their last game 87-65 on the road. They beat Illinois State and they shot the ball really well, but Illinois State's not very good. They lost to UAB again on the road. They haven't lost a home game yet, but I think this is the home game they're going to lose. I think the firepower for Indiana State's too big. They're catching 2 points. I like the two here. I would sprinkle on the money line. Indiana State could very well be on their way to winning the Missouri Valley Conference with the way they have performed. They've been really impressive on the road. They are 6-3 ATS Indiana State. Drake is 3-4 ATS. Oh, sorry. That's over under. Sorry. Excuse me. On the road, Indiana State is 5-4. Oh, to the, on the road, 3-4 to Drake, but Indiana State's 9-5 overall, 3-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Same for Drake, but Drake did not cover in their last game against Belmont. They did cover against Illinois State, did not cover against UAB, against Northern Iowa. Indiana State covered, did not cover against Evansville at home, won by 14 as 15-point favorites, but they didn't cover against Michigan State, losing by 12 as 8.5-point dogs, but that's Michigan State. I just think this Indiana State team is just too powerful for Drake, too much offense for Drake. I don't mind an overplay, but it's high. I mean, 157.5. The first bet on this game came on the under. So it opened up and it was bet under. It was opened on 159. And it was bet under. And I get why, because Drake can take the air out of the ball. I mean, there's no way Drake can keep up here. They're 211th in tempo. I mean, Indiana State wants to push. They want to run. They're 26th in tempo. Like I said, Drake's going to slow this game down. So I just think in the half court, Indiana State will run when they can. Their offense is too good. 3-point shooting too good. They're going to score. I don't think Drake's going to score as much and be able to keep up. I'll take the 2 points. Indiana State plus 2 on the road at Drake here in the Missouri Valley Conference. And finally to the NBA, and this is simply just it's a no-brainer play. Okay. Washington, Indiana, the total is 251. It's come down. It opened at 254. It's now 251. This is just a principal play. Washington is 11-9 on the road this year to the over. Indiana is 15-5 this year at home to the over. No Tyrese Halliburton. I totally understand that. He hurt his hamstring. He's out for several weeks. I'm good with this, okay? These two teams have played already this year. 260 back on the 15th of December, it pushed. 260 pushed. First game of the year was 235.5. Game went over by 27.5 points. It was 143 to 120. That's 263. All right. We're sitting here at 251 from a total perspective. DraftKings has this at 251. Other books do as well. The pros are betting under. Okay. They are, because it went to 249.5, went up to 252, and then has come back down to 251. So 252 seems to be the ceiling for this. And then you're getting some underplays. This is Washington and Indiana. Okay. Like, this is I can't do it. I can't bet under this game. I just absolutely cannot. Washington is 8-2 against the division, 16-11-1 against the Eastern Conference. Indiana's 21-7-1 to the over against the Eastern Conference. 251 over. Washington, Indiana, 251 for 1.1 units. All right, three bets going. I'm looking at hockey. I mean, there's a good game. Vegas and Colorado play tonight. I don't mind an over bet in that game. Aiden Hill is supposed to play. Supposed to come back off injury for Vegas against Colorado. Tough place to get right in your first start. And Georgiev gave up 3 goals to the Bruins. Vegas has been scoring. I mean, last 3 games have all gone over for Colorado. I lean towards the over in that game. If you want an extra play, Vegas and Colorado over 6.5 is a play that I would make, but I'm not making that official. So we're going with 2 bets in college basketball. North Carolina minus 3.5 for 1.1 units. Indiana State plus 2 on the road against Drake for 1.1 units. And Washington and Indiana over 251 for 1.1 units. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every single morning. The Daily Juice Podcast. Always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.